Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows more isn't always better, unless we're talking about full-size vans. These beasts do more than get you from A to B. They have so much space a man can live in it. With shag carpeting, waterbed, and a sweet lava lamp, these mobile abodes have all the comforts of home. With quality parts and plenty of Napa know-how, you can keep the original tiny house running longer, stronger. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
I was born in Oklahoma, Tulsa, Oklahoma. When I was a little boy, I used to sing before my father preached. I wanted to love on everybody and hug on everybody and smile. But you know, it was a time when there was still segregation and a lot of racism. You know, hearing people call me names like little nigga boy and all that. Man. When I got to college, I'll never forget, one of my professors told me that I wasn't going to be nothing in life, that I was going to end up in an alley. And it kind of ended up that way, at least for a while, because I did end up on the streets at one point in my life, doing drugs and alcohol.
My story started such a long time ago, bruised up and scarred. Sometimes it seemed impossible. Some said I wasn't able, yeah. I think they was afraid of what I could do. I never stopped believing. I'm gonna see it all the way through. Oh, now, so tell me that I didn't want ya. Like Kobe in the fourth quarter. It ain't over till it's over. No, I'm not backing down.
'Cause I'm in it to win.
One thing, my blessings come from God. my life has already been mapped out by God, so this is why I'm still here. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not quitting. I'm standing up. I'm standing tall. I'm going for it. Yeah, I'm in it to win it.
Feel the freeze when my heart turns cold. These chains can't hold me back no longer. Right now I'm here to free my soul. When I'm up, I see the world much higher. When I'm down, I don't feel so low. I dust the dirt off my shoulder. Stay up, cause that's all I know.
Sacrifice, determination, ready for the world to see.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, a few technical difficulties this morning, but welcome to the grind. Welcome to the grind. Man, you know what? The devil is busy, but he is not. He is not going to win the day. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what side of the bed you woke up on this morning, but if it is a bad side, go take that mattress back and get you a good mattress with two good sides of it, because I woke up on the right side of the mattress this morning, a good side, because I don't have a bad side. So grinders, good morning, good morning, good morning. No matter what you're going through, be thankful that God woke you up today. You opened your eyes, you took another breath, and now you can live the fight again another day, because that's exactly what it is. It's a fight. Man, we're fighting. We're fighting a good fight, right? We're fighting a good fight. No matter what happens at work today, No matter who rubs you the wrong way, no matter who pisses you off, no matter who does what, no matter who does what, you can get past whatever it is that's thrown your way today. So, grinders, I hope you got that coffee or the juice or the tea, whatever you got, because you know what we say. I know that we're going to bridge some gaps here today, but we're going to say something that's going to make somebody mad, somebody that's going to get downright indignant this morning. Somebody's going to get to that point the way say, you know what, I'm never dialing into the grind again, because that dude be saying some stuff that I don't like. Well, you know what, that's okay too. That's okay, because I'd much rather hurt your feelings a little bit than harm your future. So that's exactly what we do on this show. We bridge the gap. Text this out to somebody. Tell them to dial in right now on the grind. Tell them Nathan McCray is on the grind, and he's dropping some nuggets. He's dropping some insight. He's stepping on some toes, smashing some fingers, and you may want to get yours stoned and smashed and get a little bit of this. Tell them to dial into 657-383-1291. Ain't nothing wrong with getting a little bruised up every now and then, guys. But tell them to dial in right now. They may hear something that just may bridge a gap for them this morning. So what do we want to talk about? Man, I didn't know. I didn't have a clue. I didn't know what I was going to talk about. So I said, you know what, God, give it to me. And you know, as true to fashion, he always does. You know, and he said, you know, one thing that came to mind when God started to talk to me this morning, he said, you know, money don't buy you happiness. Now, don't get me wrong. Money can help. Because if you don't have money, you can be very unhappy. If you have it, it helps. Definitely helps. If you don't think it helps, then try going giving away every bit of the money in your bank account. Then you start, how it makes you feel. We know you got to pay some bills. But nonetheless, money doesn't buy you happiness, but that's not the topic for the day. The topic is the pursuit of happiness. The pursuit of happiness. Now, some of us in life have been through some some bruises. Man, we've been through some downright scars in life. And I understand that some of us have traveled a different road, you know, than others. So taking everything into accountability to understand that everybody, absolutely everybody, has struggled in some way, shape, form, or fashion in life. Just may not the way that you struggle. May not be the way you struggle, but that's okay. Everybody has struggled. But what about the people that are struggling and they can't see the light at the end of the tunnel right now? What about the people that are struggling and they're still in it? They don't feel like they're coming out of it. You know, that's why I played that song this morning, because, you know, what don't kill you makes you stronger, and what don't break you makes you harder. There's no gray area there, guys. No gray area. Either you do or you don't. Either you move or you stand still. But one thing that I know for sure is that the vast majority of the world does not know you. And guess what? Everything keeps moving with or without you. So either you make up your mind, etch your place in history right now, right here, right now, or either you just get left behind. And I hate to say it that way, but you know what? That's the harsh reality of the world we live in. Remember, we are living in this world, but we're not of this world. But we still have to live here. We still have to thrive here. We still have to stand out here. All right. So your pursuit should actually define you, right? What are you pursuing this morning? What is it that you're pursuing in life? If you can't really define, you know, what your pursuit is, you know, then you need to go back to the drawing board. Go back to the drawing, because you're not aiming at anything. You can't hit the stars unless you're aiming for the stars. But see, some of us, we're no longer running forward. Some of us, we aren't even walking forward. We're not even just, you know, meandering forward. Some of us are squarely standing still in one place. And then there are those that are walking backwards. Good coffee. And those of you that are walking backwards, but you have to be moving forward, right? All right, guys, sorry about that. I had to close the door. So you have to be moving forward. So if you're moving forward and you're moving forward, then that means you're moving further and further away from your past, or you're moving closer to your destiny. But some of us are looking to move forward. We're looking to take the path of least resistance. The path of least resistance. It's you the least. Let's just look at what it's called, the path of least resistance. It's going to get you the lesser, the least in life. So if you're looking for it to be easy, if you're looking for it just to be convenient, then it's not going to be that way if you want to achieve something in life, if you want to make a mark on this earth, if you want to change some people's lives while you are here, then absolutely nothing is going to be easy. As a matter of fact, when you wake up in the morning, you should say, you know what, mentally, from my mindset, I'm going to have an amazing day, but I know that there are going to be challenges. But I do understand it's not the challenges that I know that I'm going to have the problem with. It's going to be how I handle those challenges. See, that's the key. How do you handle the things that come up in life? Because, you know, doing what's hard now, you look to have it easy later, right? But then you flip-flop that thing. If you're trying to do what's easy now, then I can promise you, you're going to have it hard later. If you're building something, if you're in that pursuit of happiness, then you're going to have to look to take the road that's rocky. Look to take the road that's less traveled, because that's where you're going to find the strength. That's where you're going to go through the things that you need to go through to get where you need to be. And when you come out on the other side, you prepare for whatever it is that you need to get, you know, that you need to face. Stop looking for the smooth road. Stop, you know, complaining every time things get a little hard, and go with it. Go with the flow. Understand that this is a moment for me to grow. Go with the flow. This is a moment for me to grow. I just want to make sure that, you know, when you guys are building your legacies, you're building your empires for your family, that you understand that nothing in life is free. But here's the thing. In order to move forward, you got to let go. What do you got to let go of? You got to let go of the past. And some of you are saying, you know what, I got some good things to happen in the past that I want to dwell on. C'est la vie. Fine. It is. Some great things that happened. I can name some things that happened to me, some great things in my past. But I can also name some bad things that happened in my past, some things that I thought were defining me. But one of the hardest things to do in life, ladies and gentlemen, one of the hardest things to do in life sometimes is to let go of the past and look forward to the future. Those negative emotions of the past, they freeze us. They just freeze us. We don't know what to do. We don't know where to move. We don't know how to do it, because we're thinking about what happened to us. And guess what? We've created this elaborate, very defining story about our past. And that story is so vivid in our minds that it's what is defining us. You know, and we always say that most won't become who they want to be in life or who they need to be because they're too attached to who they have been. And I said last week, you know, people say stuff, I've always been this way. It's like a rite of passage. It's like, you know, this is who I am. You know, you just got to accept it. And, you know, I've accepted it. I've accepted just being average. I've accepted, you know, that I'm not going to move forward in life. So, you know, you got to accept it too. Okay. I'm not the one standing forward, standing still. You are. I'm moving forward. So if I'm moving forward, then really and truly, then we're not going to even be able to see each other here in a minute, right? So, but one of the hardest things to do is to let go of that past. And people have created this nice house, you know, this nice story that they have. And every time they add a facet to that story about their past, they give themselves a crutch, or they give themselves, you know, another crutch on the other arm, you know, and they keep on adding these different peripherals to their life that hinder them from moving forward. And before long, they look up, there's a wall that they can't go through. they've built it so good they can't go around it. It's going to take too long. And you're on crutches, so you definitely can't climb over it because of your past. Listen, I don't want to be insensitive, but I want to shed light on some things because I know there's some people that have been through some very traumatizing things in life. We can all sit around a campfire and roast some marshmallows and tell a lot of different stories about the things that we've been through in life. Telling those stories to people to help move them to the next level and understanding those stories are what made you stronger. It didn't kill you. You're still here. So you have to be stronger. You just haven't tapped into it yet. You haven't believed yet. You'd rather tell the story and be strong about telling the story as opposed to being strong about moving forward. So don't allow your past to freeze you because fear is what is a part of what's going to actually freeze you. Your fear is saying, you know what, I can't move forward because I got all of this weight on me. I got all of everything that happened to me in my past, and this is why I can't move forward. That's that elaborate story. False evidence appearing real. Guys, you never know what you can be if you can't, or if you keep hanging out with the people that are telling you otherwise, or hanging out in the areas where you know you shouldn't be. But you really never know who you can be if you keep hanging on to who you were and where you were and where you are right now. You need the courage to move forward because the courage to move forward is the foundation that you're going to move on. Is that courage? Begin again is a great theme. I love that. Begin again. Start over. If you know that you've been stagnant in life, and we know what happens to stagnant water, if you let water sit, you know, somewhere for too long, then eventually it's going to start smelling. It's going to start stinking. And then the people around you, and definitely the people behind you, typically they're not going to tell you that you smell a little bit. You know, you're getting a little stale. You're a little stagnant. You know, I'm starting to smell you. You need to do something. They won't tell you. Just the same reason somebody won't tell you when you have lint on your sweater. Somebody won't tell you when you have something in your nose. Somebody won't tell you when your hair is messed up, something's out of place. Somebody won't tell you if you have Mitch Mac socks on. You may not have known. It's kind of the way they wear them these days, I hear. But nonetheless, people will be right around you, and they won't tell you the things that you need to know, the obvious things, the little things, lint on your sweater, hair out of place. Tell you that. Why? I don't care enough. I can promise you if you're around me and something's out of place, I'm going to tell you. It's just who I am, especially if I care for you. But typically, even if I don't know you, if I see something out of place, I'll tell you. Courage, guys. Courage, courage, courage. Man. Nobody said that, you know, you moving forward was going to be comfortable. I didn't mention that. I didn't say that because when you've been standing still that long and you've gotten accustomed to doing the things that you're doing and nobody's telling you otherwise, then you have to make the decision, you know, look in the mirror and say, you know what, I'm standing still. I'm going to this same old job every day. I haven't had a promotion, you know, on this job in 3 years. I haven't gotten a raise, or I've only gotten a 50-cent raise in the past 2 years. I keep going to the same old places I go, doing the same old thing. There's no variety. There's no risk. There's no challenge in my life. I'm not doing anything different. I'm the same stale person that I was a year ago, 6 months ago. I'm the same person. Because even today, starting out your day, you should be looking to do something that challenges, that stretches you today. I don't care if that's reading a book, reading a portion of the book, doing something that's going to challenge you, make you stronger, right? Because that's how you move out of that stagnant area. You see, but some of us, we don't want to move because we think it's going to take too long. We're like, wow, you know, I'm not going to move forward. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. I don't need to do that. I'm good where I am. it's all because we want it right now. We don't really want to put the work in. We don't really want to say, you know what, today I'm going to be here, and 3 months from now, now I'm not saying next week, I'm not saying tomorrow. I'm talking about having vision now. Because when you have vision, you put that long-term vision out, you deploy that, and you have that long-term vision about where you ultimately want to be, then you have that short-term vision as to where you want to be in 6 months to a year maybe. And then you have those goals that you deploy, you put in place, and you act on to actually get you to where you want to be, right? So when you make that decision that you no longer want to be stagnant and standing still, then that's when things in your life start to change, you know. And let's say when you change the way you look at things, the things that you look at change. There's a whole nother world out there. And you're playing it safe. You're not doing the things that you want to do. Some of you have some pretty healthy dreams, and that's okay. Some of you have already checked out. And we did an earlier show, you know, we're talking about, you know, as kids, we talked about doing so many different things. Oh, we were, we were going to be the best at everything we did. We were going to do this. We were going to do that. You know, kids, they'll say anything, you know, because they believe. Nobody's told them that they can't. We always tell kids, yeah, you can. You can be anything that you want to be. Kids will say, oh, I want to be an astronaut. I want to be a jet pilot. Oh, I want to be a doctor, a lawyer. I want to be a neurosurgeon. Oh, my gosh, I want to be a firefighter. Why? Why are kids so passionate? Why? Because they're fearless. They don't have their past hasn't defined their future. Nobody's in a child's that you're telling them they can't do that. We tell kids, hey, you know, you can be whatever you want to be in life. Then that cycle comes up. You know, you go to college, you start to realize, hey, this is a little harder. I got to do this, this, and that to go where I need to go. Or we go out in life and figure out that nothing's given to us for free. And we start to realize, oh, wow, this is going to take a little work. And then, you know, as adults, you know, you got people that their path has defined them. Their past has defined them. So they figure, you know what, let me scribe my past on someone else because they don't know what they want. They're a little discouraged anyway. So let me scribe all of my bad issues from my past onto them and tell them that they can't do this, that, and the other. And as you're told all of these different things, what you can't do, now you stop dreaming. You stop visualizing what you did when you were a child. All of a sudden now, you have a past that's not even yours because you're listening to everybody else tell you about their shortcomings and their problems. It's amazing how that works. And it's all centered around who you allow to sow into you. I gotta tell you, if I had somebody that was always negative around me, they wouldn't be around me long at all. I mean, at all. If I had somebody that always called me up and I knew that they were going to create drama, they wouldn't get their call answered. You know what? I'd put them in my phone. I put people's. I'm gonna give you guys a secret on what I do. Okay. I want everybody's name and number in my phone number, in my phone. I want it all. I want if I meet you, and we have a conversation, and that conversation is just it sucks. Let's just be transparent about it. That conversation sucks. If you're not the type of person that I want to be associated with, then I'm going to put your name in my phone because I want to know when you call me, so that I can not answer. Or that I can block your number. I'm just being real. I don't want negativity in my life. I don't want people that are not going to help me move to the next level. If I feel you don't have what, if I feel we're not vibing or gelling together, if I don't feel that your destiny and my destiny are somehow aligned, I don't need to talk to you right now. I don't. But I want to help the people that I can help. I realized a long time ago, I can't save the world. I really can't. I kill myself trying, but I can affect what I can affect. But at the same time, I have to be real with myself too. I can't, You know, there's only so much negativity that one person can handle, right? So that's why I put people's numbers in my phone. If your number's in my phone, then I want to talk to you, then I'm definitely going to talk to you. That's the vast majority of the people that's in my phone, but there's always that person. And don't sit back and act like you don't have, you know, don't know what I'm talking about, all right? So remember, we keep it 100 on this show, guys. This is the realest show ever. As a matter of fact, if you have something you want to say on the grind, go ahead and text it to the grind line, guys, and I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to say it, all right? I'm going to say it, 678-744-6188. Text it, I'm going to say it, all right? So, but here's the deal. If you text it, make sure that you put your name by it. Because there's no cowards. If we say it, then people need to know you said it, because that creates your baseline, all right? So now everybody's like, oh, not text it down. People are going to know I said it. Don't be so concerned about what people think, because if it's your opinion, then it's your opinion. Own it, right? Own it. But all of this, ladies and gentlemen, as I said, is not going to be comfortable. This is a transformation that you're going to have to go to in order to get to that level of happiness that you want to get to, the pursuit of happiness, right? We just said that money doesn't buy you happiness. Most definitely helps. While you're on that pursuit of happiness, it helps to have money. But you know what buys you, you know what gets you happiness? It's not the money, but it's the fulfillment. The fulfillment gives you the happiness. If you're on the path to fulfilling, to doing something that fulfills you, I don't care if it's something little every day. You can tell when it fulfills you. You get happy. You smile about it. You feel this sense of belonging. You feel this sense of fulfillment from it. It just does it for you. As they say, it makes you feel some kind of way. And you write that thing down, because that's one of the things that fulfills you. You got to understand that once you're moving forward, now you're moving in a realm that you need to be going in. You're no longer looking back, because you're moving forward now. And you're also understanding that your past is not what you were made of. What you're made of is your future. So if you're looking into your future, not worrying about the past, then guess what? There's some great things ahead of you, because now you're moving out of your comfort zone. All right. But you got to understand something. Here's the hard part. Here's the tough part. Here's the part that nobody really wants to hear, or they misinterpret sometimes. It's not about what's deserved, because some of you are saying I do good things. I'm a very deserving person. But understand the world that we live in. It's not about what's deserved. It's about what you step up and take that you know belongs to you, because nobody's going to give it to you. So that means you got to straighten your back up, hold your head up, walk confidently, talk confidently, and go get it. I love what Will Smith said. You know, he says, I have a crazy, sickening work ethic. And if you know that it belongs to you and it's yours, then you're not going to let anybody else tell you otherwise. It's mine. You walk in the room and you act like it's yours. I heard T.D. Jakes say, what if you went into a job interview and they asked you, you know, what are you qualified to do? And you said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. They're going to look at you like, oh, what? Yeah, I can do all things. What if we actually start believing that? The pursuit of happiness at this point starts to become the pursuit of happiness. You start to achieve your goals. You start to getting happy because you're walking confidently, postured up, and you're going out and you're taking what you know God says you can have. It's yours. So why aren't you going out to get it? Because you're living in the past. Why aren't you creating what you need? Why aren't you creating the change that you need to move forward? Because you're living in the past. Oh, this happened to me. That happened to me when I was younger. And, you know, this happened to me, you know, last week. And I just can't handle that anymore. I can't do that anymore. So the only alternative is to stand still. Who stands still while the world moves around them? Who does that? You know, the only time you fail is when you stand still. That is the only time that you fail in life, because as long as you're moving forward, it doesn't matter how many times you fall. What matters is that you get up, but when you stand still, you fail. Nothing happens. You fail because you have a whole world outside your door, a whole lifetime of opportunities right outside your door, and all you have to do is step outside that door and realize them and stop looking backwards. You have the ability to create the change that you want in life, not wait on somebody else to give you the words, to give you the change, to give you the blueprint, to tell you exactly how long you need to do it for, how, for when, and where you're going to be. You have the ability to create the change that you need to see in your life. After all, it is your life. Nobody actually knows what your vision is. Nobody knows what you want to accomplish in life. And if you've told people what you want to accomplish in life, then, and if you set back and now you're waiting for them to help you accomplish it, then you're still standing still. It's your goal. It's your life. It's your vision. Go out, take what you need to accomplish that goal and achieve your vision. Every day, it's a forward motion. Standing still is failure. You have the ability, even today, right now, you have the ability to turn an average day like today, an average day like today, into a, an above average life. Right now, this day, you can turn today into something that you've never, ever, ever experienced before by simply changing your mindset, changing the way you look at things, changing the way you look at your boss at work, changing the way you look at your desk and the work that you have, changing the way you look at your commute to work, changing the way you look at the pile of papers that are sitting on your desk. If you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And before you know it, the pile of papers start to decrease. Before you know it, your drive to work becomes uncumbersome. You find, all of a sudden, you find another route where you figure out, you know, this is exactly what I need to leave to get there. And you go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you get up and you go do it. It's all about self-discipline and the decisions that we make. A lot of times we make the decisions in life to do certain things, but we're not disciplined enough to actually do them. And out of all of the principles of success, there are like 1,000 of them. Out of all of the principles of success, there's one that if you don't do the 999, don't matter. You'll never accomplish them. If you don't practice the principle of self-discipline, nothing else matters. You can't do anything. You can't be consistent at doing anything if you're not practicing that one principle to success. That means it's going to be painful. That means it's going to be hard. If someone has told you that, you know what, it's going to be easy. Once you start doing it, it's going to be easy. You should make sure that that person doesn't influence your life anymore. Because it's not going to be easy. When you step out and you start building the life that you know you want, the life that you know you not deserve, but you work for, the life that you're out there, you know, taking what's yours, if you know, guess what? Things just start falling in place when you start to grind. But we know that there's always something around the corner, but the more you follow your dreams, the more you achieve your goals, the stronger you get. What don't kill you makes you stronger. What, guys, listen to that. What don't kill you makes you stronger. What don't break you makes you harder. Typically, people won't do the same thing twice, especially if it hurt them. You touch the hot stove, you tell a kid, stop touching, don't touch it, don't touch it. There hasn't been a sacrifice yet. But when all of a sudden they touch the hot stove one day, there's something hot, and they put their hand back, I can promise you they'll never touch it again. Never, ever. In order to be successful, guys, it's going to take a little pain. But what's the alternative? The alternative is to stand still and keep doing what you're doing right now. And I hate to keep, you know, you know, putting this thing on a job. But, you know, a job is necessary. It definitely is. Had one of those for a long, long time. So I understand exactly, you know, what everybody goes through. Had some skin in that game. But if you look to always play it safe, if you look to work for those 40 years, those 40 hours a week, and you look and you think that the government is going to allow you or make it easy for you to retire and live on 40% of what you already could not live on 100% of, then ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you, you are going to be sadly, sadly, sadly mistaken. So ladies and gentlemen, I want us to know today that we need to move forward. Stop being stagnant. Stop allowing your past to define you. Be a creator. Be the person that strikes the iron to make it hot, and stop being an opportunist looking for somebody in an opportunity that's already hot. Be the trendsetter, ladies and gentlemen, and make sure that you go out today and you win. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Grind. My time is up. I thank you guys for joining me. You could have been doing anything that you wanted to do this morning, but you decided to chime in with me here on The Grind. You know, every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 8 o'clock, guys, I'm ecstatic about that. I'm actually honored that you would spend your morning with me. So, guys, I hope something was said here that bridged some gaps this morning. And absolutely, guys, keep it moving forward, because there's absolutely nothing behind you worth seeing. I'll see you guys on Tuesday morning and early.
DJ Khaled. And they stay there, and they say yeah, and they say there. Cause all I do is win, win, win. And if you going in, put your hands in the air, make them stay there.
Ludacris going in on the verse, cause I've never been defeated and I won't stop now. Whoa. Keep your hands up, get them in the sky for the homies that ain't making it, my folks locked down. Whoa. I never went nowhere, no. But they saying Luda's back. Yeah. Blame it on that contour, the hood call it Luda Yak. Hey. And I'm on this foolish track, so I spit my foolish flow. My hands go up and down. Go. Whoa. My verse is still be serving, yeah. Tight like a million verses. Yeah. Last time on a college remix, now I'm on the original version. God. Can't never count me out, no. Y'all better count me in. Accountants count me in, make millions every year, the South champion, cause all I do
is win, 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 no matter what, got money on my mind, I can never get enough, and every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up, and they stay there, and they say yeah, and they say there, cause all I do is win.
In my low, head on a swivel, you know serving me's a no-no. Clean as a whistle as I pull out in my rose race. Yellow bone passenger, they see it, they say, oh boy. Shell Kelly, back it up, my call me loco. Down for armed traffic, and don't make me pull up. Ask you what you laughing at, represent that mud life. Dirty money, money, better get your mug right. We come together, holding hands and holler, mud life. We all strapping all black, it's like,
all
you riding the what? Cause we riding the night. Now you riding with me cause you wasn't riding.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get it up. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there. And they say yeah. And they say there.
Kitchen, on the stove, water getting boiled, being sold, Snoopy and system overload. I've been running this rap game since I was 20 years old. I hung with the worst of them, bust them, I burst them up, floss them up, toss them up, hard away, cross them up, pardon me, I'm bossing up, pressure up, bless you, bro, don't mess with us. We like the U in the 80s. Back to back, set a track, hit the lick, get it back, get the trick, jump the track, want my money back. Time and time again, while I'm sipping on this, Al Davis said it best, just win, baby, win.
All I do is win, win, win.
no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there, and they say yeah.